Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, and we get to have a conversation.
Yes.
About community conversations.
That's right. Really exciting things are happening at Kansas State, and of course, with us being part of Kansas State University, we're part of that as well. So on May the 22nd, we hosted three community conversations to really hear from community leaders, some great minds, innovative thinkers, about how Kansas State University, which of course is the state's land-grant university, can deliver more than university to the people. So part of our land-grant mission is to extend that knowledge, that learning, that information out to the people across our great state. So our conversations really focused on the critical needs in our communities, the resources that are needed to meet those needs, think about some new approaches, and then also the impact this work would have in our communities, as well as what are some new partnerships or collaborations that we need to work on in order to meet these needs. So the participants were grouped based on their current involvement or relationship with Kansas State University, of course, mainly Extension. So one group was our board, our program development committee members, which are advisory groups in each of our programming areas, as well as our volunteers, so our 4-H volunteers, our master gardeners too. A second group was our partnering external stakeholders, so those that we currently work with, we collaborate, we have a partnership with. And then those that are non-users or limited use stakeholders. So those that we know of in the community, we're not actively maybe engaged in partnerships or collaborations, but we really would like to because we know that they bring resources and tools to the table that maybe we don't have. So it was, again, really great that we had all of these people at the table sharing their thoughts and ideas. So some of the themes that were discussed was technology, how we use technology as a tool, how reliant we are on technology, how quickly it changes. We also talked about the negative impact on our youth, especially on social skills and their mental health as well. Education, looking at pre-K through higher education, continuing education. People might be interested in certificates. We have some micro-credentials available now through Kansas State University. Talked about teacher shortages, apprenticeships, technical schools, and so just the whole gamut of our education and really great conversations around that. And then also communication. Of course, we have multiple platforms of communication to reach different audiences, demographics. And again, really sharing what we do, what our impact is, and just more about Kansas State University, especially Extension. These are critical issues here in the Frontier District. We had participants from Anderson, Franklin, and Osage counties. But also that same week, actually the next day, I was at a meeting and administrator was there to share results of kind of the statewide community conversations. So within the last month, there were about 30 different local units hosting conversations. A lot of creative people, innovative thinkers, a lot of ideas. But again, common themes throughout the state. And those critical issues are housing. We hear that a lot. Accessible, affordable housing for all income levels, childcare. Again, that was a resounding theme, and that's one area that we've been working on, but there's a lot of work to be done. Healthcare, as well as supporting our aging population and workforce development. And again, I think there's different entities across our state working on this. We don't have all the tools, the resources, the ideas, you know, but as we come together, we can. And really looking at how can we, again, Kansas State University, be those connectors, those conveners in our communities, and maybe be able to access some of those resources. So some of the key takeaways, aha moments for me. This is not new. I've heard it before, but it was shared time and time again. And thinking about how can our higher education system impact this. One was that we talk about brain drain. So, of course, youth in our rural communities may go off to, again, a technical school or Kansas State University. They graduate from K-State, and they don't return. And so one participant said, you know, small communities are losing the cream of the crop to bigger cities. That's kind of a complex issue. But Kansas State University can really work on that and saying, we encourage you to go back to your communities. And the communities can work on that as well. There are currently some programs, you know, as far as providing education for them or a stipend or whatever. But man, can we really work on that? Because I think that is so important. We talk about needing those expertise, those professionals in our communities, but also what our young families contribute to our communities as well. The viability of our communities is so important. So I think that's something that we can take a look at the university level. Again, our community issues are the same, but how we're going to solve them may look very differently. And so we know what works in one community won't in the other community, but they're the same issues. And we can learn from other communities what has been successful there and maybe change it a bit.
How they've addressed it and all of that. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then relationships. We are built on an organization of relationships. And I think in some aspects we've gotten away from that because of technology, the pandemic. But we are Kansas State University in every county. We have that local connection. We meet people where they are. And so we need to continue to enhance those relationships, build relationships in order to make this happen in our communities.
Well, that goes right back to the fact that these aren't community monologues. They're not community speeches. They're conversations,
right?
Hearing all of the voices, getting as much input as possible. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point behind this, and
yes,
that's how you're going to make progress.
Yes. So next steps, what we're being told is that they're going to compile all this information, and there's an advisory group that will look at this information. In October is our annual conference for K-State Research and Extension. So we're going to have some time in a conference to really look at some of these issues again. And I don't know from there what that looks like, but Kansas State University is invested in Kansas, in our communities, and making them the best places to live. And we heard that too from our participants, that they were very grateful that Kansas State University was taking the time to come out to our local communities and actually have those conversations.
Will you be having another series like this sometime after the conference in the fall? Maybe another setup next year? Will this be a continuing thing?
What we've been told is that administration will come out to our local communities and share kind of the information. I don't have dates yet. I don't know what that's going to look like, but that's kind of what they've been sharing with us as far as part of that process. So, yes, I'm going to do my best to share that information. And I will say, too, just from having these conversations, we've made some new connections and partnerships. There's some that I'm going to reach out to already.
Oh, very good.
Because of what they've shared and their enthusiasm in the room. And they have some really creative and innovative ideas.
It's kind of amazing what people can come up with just knowing that they're going to be heard.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of being heard, thank you for coming in today to give us something very important to hear, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.